USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Dayton, Ohio, police released surveillance video of the timeline of the mass shooting there in which 9 people were killed.
You're going to see the shooter enter from the patio. The sister and friend are still on the patio. He's going to speak with the doorman for a minute. He's going to exit.
Police say he shot 26 people in only 32 seconds. With more information, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Dayton, Ohio Police Chief Richard Beal is claiming there is no evidence that the mass murderer obtained the weapons used to kill 9 people and wound 17 others illegally. The police chief also says there's no evidence to indicate the murderer's companion knew in advance what he planned to do.
Does not seem to be any indication that he was aware, as I said before, the existence of the weapons in the trunk or what the assailant intended to do that night.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wade Allyn-Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. Amp Fest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for Amp Fest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
President Trump is out and about once again on the campaign trail. He was in the state of Pennsylvania in Pittsburgh to talk about energy and manufacturing. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more details.
President Trump addressing workers at an energy plant in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where he spoke about China dumping cheap steel in the United States.
I mean, we need steel for defense. We need steel. What are we going to do? We have a little bit of a problem. We have a little bit of a conflict. We'll say, listen, China, could you do us a favor? We need help. All our steel mills are closed. Could you send us some steel, please? We don't make steel anymore. Well, we make it now.
Stocks rallied today after President Trump delayed imposing 10% tariffs on some imported Chinese goods. The Dow was up 372 points, the S&P 500 up 42, and the NASDAQ up 152. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Crazy coins and misprinted currency is all part of the World's Fair of Money going on in Chicago. USA's John Clemens reports.
The American Numismatic Association is sponsoring the event that also includes the U.S. Treasury Department's display of bills of denominations of $100,000 each.
Visitors can see literally over $1 billion of rare coins and paper money. The U.S. Treasury Department alone will have a billion-dollar display that includes high-denomination currencies and half-million-dollar treasury notes.
Don Perlman of the American Numismatic Association also tells us in 1943, Lincoln pennies were supposed to be zinc-coated because copper was needed for World War II. But a few of them were mistakenly made with a bronze alloy.
It looks just like a common everyday Lincoln cent, except it has the date 1943 and it's made with bronze alloy. Sold last year for $1 million.
I'm John Clemens.
Ford is being sued by 6 Washington State troopers, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The half dozen troopers say they're getting sick from carbon monoxide poisoning in their 2014 through 2017 Explorer SUVs. The troopers say they're experiencing headaches and dizziness, nausea, and potentially life-threatening situations. But Ford is claiming that carbon monoxide concerns in police interceptor utilities it makes are related to unsealed holes from the installation of police equipment.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.